To mark the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death in 1616, the Folger Shakespeare Library and the National Endowment for the Humanities are bringing the first folio of Shakespeare to one site in every state. With support from Maryland Humanities, St. John's College is hosting the folio in Maryland from November 1st to December 4th. Christopher Nelson, president of St. John's College, tells us why the first folio is so important.
The first folio of Shakespeare is one of humanity's great treasures. There are only a small number of copies in existence. St. John's College is thrilled to host Maryland's appearance of the folio in Annapolis this November with our partners from the Annapolis Shakespeare Company and Maryland Humanities. The folio is special for many reasons. First, a folio is in itself a special kind of book, larger and more prestigious than typical volumes of its day. But this particular folio is especially wonderful. For one thing, it was published in 1623, just 7 years after Shakespeare's death, by two of his friends and theatrical collaborators, John Heming and Henry Condell. So the folio gives us a personal insight into the bard's artistic vision and the evolution of his plays. Second, it contains a portrait of Shakespeare that we believe is fairly accurate because it was provided by people who knew him. So conceptually and visually, it's as close as we get to meeting the bard in person. Third, the folio was the first book to categorize his plays into tragedies, comedies, and histories. That scheme has profoundly shaped our understanding of Shakespeare's work and of drama and literature ever since. Fourth, and most importantly, the folio is the first published appearance of 18 of the bard's plays, including Antony and Cleopatra, As You Like It, Henry VI and Henry VIII, Julius Caesar, Macbeth, The Taming of the Shrew, and The Tempest. Without the folio, we don't know that they would ever have come to light. Think of the great works of music and art and drama and literature and film that they inspired. Our language, our morality, our sense of justice and fairness, apparently our modern politics, even our humor. The phrasing of knock-knock jokes comes from Macbeth. Our lives would be different and less rich without the folio. This is the source. At St. John's, we study the great works of human thought, and Shakespeare occupies a central role in our curriculum. We study his work, we perform his plays, and recite his sonnets. We even hold an annual reading called Shakespeare in the Fall. We do all of this because we think Shakespeare is required reading not just for college, but for life. Sally Boyette, our partner and the director of the Annapolis Shakespeare Company, will be talking to your audience about some of our exciting programming plans to bring this all to life. We're also extraordinarily grateful to Maryland Humanities for helping make the folio available to the people of Maryland, and of course, to Folger and NEH. All events will be free and open to the public. Please visit St. John's from November 1st through December 4th. See the folio, and join us in celebrating this great gift to humanity, such stuff as dreams are made on.
More information about the exhibit and the schedule are available online at sjc.edu/Shakespeare. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.